Please be seated. It just wouldn't be All Saints Day without that wonderful opening hymn, would it? I sing a song of the saints of God, patient and brave and true, who toiled and fought and lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew. And one was a doctor, and one was a queen, and one was a shepherdess on the green. They were all of them saints of God, and I mean, God help me to be one too. And it gets even better in the second verse. And one was a soldier, and one was a priest. I like that part. And one was slain by a fierce wild beast, and there's not any reason, no, not the least, why I shouldn't be one too. Now, I don't know whether this is true or not, but I read it on the internet, so it must be. But the author of these lyrics supposedly had real people in mind, even though their names are not mentioned in the hymn. The doctor was St. Luke. The queen was Elizabeth of Hungary. The shepherdess, Joan of Arc. And in the second verse, there's St. Martin, St. Thomas, and lastly, some Christian martyr thrown to the lions during a terrible persecution. And each verse ends with the idea that we should all be saints too. Well, hold on a minute, because I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily aspire to follow in the footsteps of some of these larger-than-life people. They are admirable saints of long ago, but I don't need to go there if for no other reason than most of them ended up as martyrs and facing a terrible death. Most of their lives ended too soon. And their deaths came about by savage and horrible means. Now, don't get me wrong. I am in awe of their accomplishments and of them, of their faith and of their courage. But all that's setting this sainthood bar a little too high for ordinary folks like you and me. That's why I'm glad there's a third verse to this hymn that says you can meet them in school, or in lanes, or at sea, in church, or in trains, or in shops, or at sea. Good. There's a loophole. But here's the clincher. For the saints of God are just folks like me. And I mean to be one too. And here, I think we can come to learn that sainthood really isn't something earned merely by an elite few who somehow live lives of extraordinary piety or miraculous virtue. Because the truth is, we really are all saints from the day of our baptism. Of course, we're all still sinners too. Look around you. But so were they. We're saints because we have been touched by God and marked is Christ's own forever. And so I think we need a day like this, like All Saints Day, a day to be connected to the stories of our whole community, past and present, to understand how we too can effectively be God's saints in this crazy world today. But that's also why this day can be, for us regular folk, such a contradiction. Because in remembering those people, we can so easily pick at wounds that haven't fully healed yet. This day becomes so very poignant for each of us because it is a day to remember those who made a difference in our lives. It's a celebration of joy, but also of sorrow, of loss, but also of anticipation, of remembrance of things past, in hope of things to come. It's a day when many of us literally have to force ourselves to smile through our tears, while trusting in God's promise that all of our yesterdays are just a prelude to a glorious and never-ending tomorrow. On this special day, we're called to remember the saints who have gone before us. both those who were great and shining examples of Christian character and virtue, but also those who most people didn't know, and whose greatest virtue may have simply been tenaciously clinging to the promise of God that God would love them no matter what. And on this day, we're invited to remember and to trust that God will do for us what Jesus did for Lazarus. That in the last days on God's most holy mountain, we will file into a great banquet of people from all times and all places, and that death will have been swallowed up forever, and that God will wipe away every tear. That death will be no more, neither will mourning and crying and pain. We're called to remember that, even at times when our hearts are breaking. And on this day, we're also reminded that we need not measure ourselves by the sacrifices of those past famous heroic saints. Again, we only need to look around us, to those who have loved and inspired us to be a little bit better, to just be a little bit better than we were the day before. Those are the saints we will meet in school, in lanes, at seas, in trains, in shops, and at tea, and yeah, even in church, because they are folks just like you and me. And when I'm finished with this sermon, I'm going to ask all of you just to sit still and silently for just a couple of minutes. And close your eyes if you need to. And remember them. Remember those people who made your life different. But most importantly, give thanks for them. Because none of us will ever forget the blessed people who have literally changed our lives. But the truth is, the challenge for us today is that while we remember those special souls, we also need to remember that there is a world all around us looking to us to be the dreamers and the inspirers and the ones who hold open the door. Every single day is another chance to be a saint, to make a difference in someone's life by sharing the unfathomable love of Christ that so easily gets lost in this world. A love that cannot be beaten down by hatred or violence or anger. A love that turns the world upside down by exalting the meek and the poor and the humble and the outcast. You and I are called to be those kinds of saints, to be the people through whom that light of love shines, to literally be the face of Christ for another. May we honor the saints in our lives this day with gratitude, with a blessed gratitude that our paths have crossed, that our lives have been touched, and our hearts have been formed by the saints before us, and just as importantly, by the saints among us. For it's true, they lived not only in ages past, there are hundreds and thousands still. The world is bright with the joyous saints who love to do Jesus' will. You can meet them in school, or in lanes, or at sea, in church, or in trains, or in shops, or at tea. The saints of God are just folk like me, and I mean to be one too. God love you. Amen.